ideas how it works. I think many people have the freedom to go forward with the Lord, not burdened by so many other things. That really is so.
The
time, if we go forward with the Lord over such a long time, we collect so many impressions, burdens, loads, sometimes even garbage, rubbish. When the Lord came onto this earth for the first time, look at the priests, the Pharisees, all the scribes, all those who had such a position, none of them could leave behind anything for the Lord's sake, to follow the Lord. But the young fishermen, they could leave everything. They are not troubled by so many burdens or traditions. I think mainly at the end of this age, the Lord wants to gain a group of young people who can follow the Lord and go on with the Lord without free. Free and living. This is important for the Lord. Actually, the Lord does not need so much. As we have seen, the Lord has started on Pentecost with just 120 people. Tonight we are nearly 300. But it doesn't matter if we were 30 or 300. Years ago, when we started in Germany with the church, we were not even 10 people, not very many. But we were crazy about the Lord. We have done everything. We are full of spirit. We've worked night and day for the Lord. Many nights we worked on literature or new songs. So many things we did until 3 o'clock at night. Praise the Lord.
But if I'm 80, 90 years old, I can't do it anymore. But at your age, you can do a lot for the Lord. You're full of energy. You should have more energy than I have, right? Don't you have a lot more energy than I have? I fly around the whole world in the whole year. I was in Bangkok for the conference. Now I'm here at the Young People's Conference. Praise the Lord. But, dear saints, if the Lord can gain you fully and make you full of the Spirit, like in the book of Acts, and the truth make you clear about the vision of God's plan about the church. To be bold, you need to have boldness for the preaching of the gospel. Isn't that wonderful? If the Lord gains such a group on the whole earth, be in Slovakia, Poland, Romania, Germany, Africa, Taiwan, China, amen. Everywhere. The Lord doesn't need many people, but He needs people who fully consecrate themselves to the Lord. This is really important. At that time, the Lord gave Himself especially for the 12, for the 11 you can say, then you can say Matthew 2, then 12. In 3.5 years, the Lord was on this earth. He invested his time on the 12 apostles. And these 12, the Lord could do so much. How much time did the Lord spend in these 3.5 years in Peter? And Peter made a lot of mistakes, but this doesn't matter. His heart was faithful. Absolute for the Lord. And when the Spirit was poured out the day of Pentecost, what happened? The Lord, through Peter, in one day could save 3,000 people, and the 11 stood with him. It was not just one man that spoke, all 12 in one. Isn't that wonderful? And the Spirit could do so much. Do you think the Lord can do something like this in Germany again, like before? Or in the Ukraine? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the Ukraine. The Lord already gained a few from the Ukraine. Praise the Lord. Poland. Amen. Look at Poland. Hallelujah for Poland. There needs to be more happening. In Romania. Amen. If I were to live in Romania, I would have take over Timișoara completely. I would have taken over Timișoara. Praise the Lord, why not? We have to say, not us, but the Lord in us, the Spirit with us, why not? Don't you think the Spirit is able to gain the city of Timișoara, to conquer it? Is the Lord able? Or is our Lord, our living God, not able to do it? Praise the Lord. Our God is definitely capable. He is able to accomplish His work on this earth today. Praise the Lord. And I'm very sure today with you, the Lord can bring His... Okay. We have the same spirit. Don't we have the same spirit, brother? What could the Lord do in Munich? Praise the Lord. The Lord can definitely do a lot. Praise the Lord. I have the confidence. I have the assurance. And God waits for such a group today. We all need a vision, a view of this, what God wants to do on this earth. And as we have seen yesterday night, nothing in this universe is more important than this wonderful work of God. And it's worth it to give yourself fully for His work. Till today, I never regret it. Every year, every month, every day, the time I have invested till today, I did not regret. But I want to have more of these days. Praise the Lord. I want to gain Southeast Asia for the Lord or not. Philip. Didn't you enjoy the time there? Did you attend a conference in Bangkok? Did you see something? Touch something? A vision. Not just a meeting. I don't want just to have a meeting. I want to see something. I want to see the working of our Lord. It's not about any conference or a nice meeting, but it's about this, what the Lord wants to do today. And I want to use this opportunity and really use it fully, that the Lord through His Spirit can work in all of us. As we have heard this morning, don't say, I am too young. Are you too young? Are you too young? Of course, we can also not say we're too old. Don't say you are too young. You are the right age. In this age to do something for the Lord. And you don't have so much time left to work for the Lord. So we all need to redeem the time to go on with the Lord, to do the glorious work of the Lord and to finish it. Praise the Lord. I want to see this. I really want to see this. Amen. With man, it's impossible. But with our God, all things are possible, especially this, what He wants to have, what He has promised in His Word. And in the spring conference, we have seen the vision of the God's glory and how this glory of God is moving. Praise the Lord. So mighty. Like a whirlwind. And this you need to experience. Like at the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came like a mighty wind blown by the Lord. He came and made a storm, stormed into the city, and the Spirit of power is this. This is the Spirit of power. At the day of Pentecost, God started to do His work on this earth. This is very important to see. God has a very important work to do on this earth. And He said to His disciples, wait in Jerusalem. And they all were in one accord there. And they all had such a Pentecost experience. Don't you want to experience this? Don't you think it's no more possible? Who of us thinks that it's no more possible as that time back then? At time of Ezekiel, Ezekiel saw such a moving, so strong, full of fire, flashes, lightning was shining like electrum, and burning like coals, full of fire, and shining. Isn't that wonderful? And like lightning, zigzag. So fast. Not like a turtle. They'll move like a turtle. Very slow. Oh, very slow move. And have fellowship. And oh, don't do a mistake. And oh, freeze, think about it. And yes, well, what do you think, brother? Oh, yes, and is it good? Have you thought about it? if we are thinking so much in the wagon, then the car of glory is away like an UFO. While you sit there and think, it's over. Yeah, UFO is gone. A spaceship. Shall the Lord wait so long for you? On the day of things of Pentecost, when the Spirit came, they were all getting full of the Spirit. It was very good. In one testimony, after the word, they immediately started to speak. Peter did not hesitate. Oh, what do you mean, John? Shall I stand up, or should you stand up? Then John said, no, I have no burden. Maybe James, do you have a word? Oh, James says, I'm not ready, I'm not prepared. You do it. No, you do it, Peter says. Oh my goodness gracious, if they are like this, then the opportunity is over. Then it's no more possible. When you think on that day, 3,000 came to believe. If one would shift the responsibility, not you do it, no, you do it, no, you do it. Oh Lord Jesus, are we all like this? Or are you already so old? Not with Peter, not with John, not with the 12. It's not like that with them. They have no time to discuss. Peter stood up right away, and the loved other with him. Why you? They didn't say, oh, why you? Why not me? Why do you always have to be the first, Peter? Now it's my turn. Whose turn is it? It's the Spirit turn. Not you, not I, not Peter, not James, not John. The Spirit's turn. Have you not seen of this car of God moving and the Spirit move? The wheels move wherever they want to move. The vehicle of God. The Spirit is determining where to go. They didn't think so long. Be burning in the Spirit. Be full of the Spirit. If we are full of the Spirit, then we don't need to think so much. Like the four living creatures. Which direction? If the Spirit says this way, then they all go this way. Then they don't need to discuss whether the others three agree. The four living creatures. If the Spirit goes this way, all the other three, they just follow. But with us, it's unfortunately not the case. We think, meditate, oh, are you clear? Are you really clear? Are you clearer than clear? No, you cannot be clearer than clear. If you are already clear, and you still think whether you are clear, the more you think that whether you are clear, the more unclear you become. And in the beginning, we are all clear, but after the fellowship and thinking and reasoning, we are no more clear. Paul did not say, we all have the clarity, that's why we speak. We're also clear, that's why we speak. What did Paul say? We all have the same clarity, the same opinion, that's why we speak. What did we say? We all have the same spirit of faith. You cannot ask, are you clear? You have to say, do you believe? You have the spirit of faith. I can translate that. Sorry. Speaking in tongues, who can interpret, he should. We all have the same spirit. The same spirit of faith. I trust in Hans Günther that he has a burden to go to Moava. I don't ask him, are you clear? I tell him, go. I don't say that. Are you clear? Are you very clear? Then your fellowship, brother 1, 2, 3, 4, and then brother 10. You have so much fellowship. We have to be clear about one point. That it is the Spirit that moves. Full of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Very, very important to see this. Now, tonight, I want to say one thing. There is in the Bible two main aspects of the Spirit. Two. And in the last years, we mainly emphasized of this aspect, and which is also right, the aspect of the Spirit of life. That is, life. Spirit is a spirit of life. We have so many years emphasized this aspect, which is definitely important. Because in the whole theology of today, many groups, they don't go according to life, mostly, but they go according to theology, according to their knowledge, according to their teaching, and according to their understanding and doctrine. Bible interpretation, Bible study. So everybody wants to study the Bible. They all want to go and study the Bible. So all have Bible studies. That's why they all go in a circle. They don't go on. Because in German the word is a Bible circle for Bible study. And that's why they all go in a circle. And they study and they say, oh, what do you mean about this? What is your understanding? And what does this mean in Greek? Oh, in Hebrew? And, oh my goodness. Most problems concerning faith have the Greeks, the Orthodox. If you go to Greece, there are very few who are true believers. And I heard when I was there that the most born again Greeks, they are born again outside of Greece, because they worked in Germany, in Italy, and then they went back to Greece, and then they were born again. So, the country that has the fewest born again Christians is Greece. And they should know the original text of the New Testament, which is written in Greek. So if anybody thinks, oh, I have to study Greek, I have to know Greek, then look at the Greeks. And Hebrew, oh, I have to study Hebrew. I have to know, I have to read the original text. I have to read the super, super original text. The very, very, very original one. I have to read this. Look at the Hebrews today, the Jews today. Do they believe in Jesus Christ? And they know the original text. So what is it? If you think if you know Hebrew, then you know God? What we need today is life. And the whole Bible shows to us the Lord is the life. He wants to be our life. And He came, John 10 said, to give us life, and life in abundance. Life in abundance. You can have your knowledge. I want to have the life. What do you want? What do you want? Life or knowledge? What do you want? Are you sure? What do we want to have tonight? Knowledge or life? Life. Amen.
Do you want life or do you want knowledge? Are you sure? Very sure. Praise the Lord.
The whole Bible tells us this life comes from the Spirit. And the Lord says it is the Spirit that gives life. Although the life is, the Lord is the life Himself, this life comes into you through the Spirit. Not by your knowledge. The Spirit is it that gives life. And this is important. And therefore, we treasure so much the Gospel of John. Because the whole Gospel of John shows us of this wonderful Spirit which we receive when we are born again. What is born of the Spirit is Spirit. What is born of the Holy Spirit from the Spirit of God is what? This is your spirit. We do not just have the Holy Spirit. We also have a human spirit. And the two spirits become one. These three circles here. This is very important. There's a spirit, soul, and a body. And there is the Holy Spirit. And one is born of the Holy Spirit. This is spirit. And this is here, this point. How many thousand times I have made these circles back then. In my dream I can make three circles. Praise the Lord. And we have a human spirit. And this human spirit can only be made alive not by knowledge. The knowledge is for your head. But the Holy Spirit is for your spirit. Only the Spirit can give us a life that we are born again. And the Spirit dwells in our spirit. Isn't that wonderful? And then John 4, what does it say? Those who worship God, they must worship God in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. We need to worship God in spirit. Because God is spirit. And he who worships him, he must worship him in the spirit. That's what John says. If you don't believe, I don't care. But the Bible tells me so. And when we are born again in the Spirit, we need to learn to exercise our spirit, to use our spirit, to live by the Spirit, to get to know this living God who is Spirit, to really worship Him. In other religions, they worship, but it's a dead worship. But we worship the living God, who is Spirit. And there's only one way to worship Him, and this is by your Spirit. Then we come to John 4. Those who worship, they must drink from the living water. Praise the Lord. Do you drink of the living water? How many times do you do it? Then you will ask me, what is the living water? In John 7, the Lord said, all those who believe in Him, they will have what? Out of the innermost being, there will rivers of living water flow forth. And this, he says about the Spirit, which will receive those who believe in Him. So the Spirit is the water of life that we need to drink. And in chapter 4 and 7 of John, you need to bring those two together. Then the Lord said in John 6, what does He say? He is what? He is the bread of life. Then you need to eat His flesh. He says, eat my flesh. Have you eaten His flesh before? Tonight we ate something, right? The bread of life. This is a wonderful picture of the meal offering, the Old Testament, which shows the humanity of the Lord. But how do you eat the flesh of the Lord, His humanity? The people were thinking that this man wants us to eat him physically. Everybody of us takes a bite. A little bite. So they all ran away. Oh, I'm not a man-eating person. But the Lord said, the flesh is useless. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. But the words I have spoken to, they are Spirit and life. So now, He says, the words I have spoken to you, they are not teaching and knowledge. He didn't say this. So, I said, the brothers and sisters in Asia many times. Whatever that means. You should not go and do a Bible study. What do you tonight in your Bible study? Oh, we study the Bible. Don't do that. No, we eat the Word. How do we call it now, the whole meeting? We call it a Word-eating meeting. How about that? That sounds good, right? What do you do in the meeting? Oh, we eat. Oh, what do you eat in your meeting? The living Word of God. We eat it. It tastes good. Why not? Good appetite. Enjoy your meal. Every time you come to the meeting and we see the saints, everybody eats, sits there, we have to say, we wish you a good appetite. Enjoy your meal. What do the Spanish say, Ben Provece? Let it taste good. Yeah, why not? Praise the Lord. Life we want to have. And we have discovered and experienced, and it's confirmed, it is the Spirit that gives life. If you don't touch the Spirit, you don't touch life. So we need a Holy Spirit, we need our human spirit, that we can receive the life. So the emphasis of the Gospel of John is the life. And then, as the brother Daniel shared this morning, in John 20, verse 22, what happened? The Lord blew into them the Spirit. He said, take ye in the Holy Spirit. This is the Spirit of life. This is the Spirit of life. This was no whirlwind. He didn't come to them like a whirlwind and blew them all away. he did not blew into them, but he blew them away. No. What did he do? He breathed into them the breath of life. This is the spirit of life. Take ye in the holy breath. This is a breath of life. The breath is for life. So praise the Lord. This aspect, I thank the Lord, in the last 40 years, we really hammered it into all the saints. Every meeting, life, bang, life, bang. We need life. Praise the Lord. Because after 2,000 years, there is such a tradition of knowledge, theology, discussion, Bible interpretation, Bible study, and so on. And in the end, we are all dead. The letter kills. The letter will kill us. In the end, we are all dead. So life is important. The spirit is important. But unfortunately, this we need to confess. The second aspect of the spirit, we neglected. We neglected the second aspect of the spirit. Even to such an extent, we understood it the wrong way. We thought life is good enough. We thought life is good enough. So in the end, we are all living, but we don't have the power. So we see another aspect at the end of the Gospel of Luke or in the beginning of the book of Acts. We see the Lord said to his disciples, after, as we have seen this morning, after he breathed into them the Spirit, then the Lord said to them, wait in Jerusalem. And the Lord was very much on time. He waited for 50 days, the day of Pentecost, because the word of God has to be fulfilled. And the day of Pentecost, what happened? The Lord did not give the Spirit as a breath, but the Spirit came like a mighty wind, like an orcane, like a hurricane, like a whirlwind hurricane. Mighty wind, it says there. Why this? Because the work of God at Pentecost started at the time. And for this work that the apostles needed at that time, they did not only need a life, but need the power, the authority, the might of the Holy Spirit. And this might is necessary for God's work. Unfortunately, we have not emphasized this. Definitely mentioned, but not taken into account. In spite of this, we used human skills, the skill of organization, skill of eloquence. We try to, by evangelization, to convince people, to gain them. And in the end, we have used so many methods, like in Christianity. And at the very end, look, what do the people do? They tried to even learn from Jehovah's Witnesses, from the Mormons, and they went from door to door. How do they do it? Why are they so successful? You know, brothers and sisters, we don't need the power of the Spirit to do a work, because there are many methods. You can organize well. You can use a nice choir. You can use pop music, attract young people. What else? So many methods we can use, and we can even make the gospel to be a little bit more beautiful.
Prosperity gospel,
Wohlstandsevangelium. Prosperity gospel. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you become a millionaire. You give the Lord $100 and He will give you $1,000 back. If you give Him $1,000, He will give you $10,000 back. And one pastor in the Philippines, he even said, he preached the gospel like this on a Sunday in his preaching, if you are 40 years old and you are not a millionaire, then you miss the blessing of God. Who doesn't want to be a millionaire? Oh, billionaire. Well, if you hear this kind of gospel, everybody wants to believe. Why the Chinese, they worship the idols? Why? Why do they do it? They worship them so much because they all want to become rich. They think when they do that, Buddha will make them rich and bless them. That's why they do it. And still there are so many poor. Lord Jesus. Do we want to use these kinds of methods? There are many methods. Many methods. Or healings fall over. My goodness. Roll on the floor. The holy laughter. Have you not seen this? It's crazy. I cannot understand why so many people like to do something like this, but the truth they don't want to hear. From now on, brothers and sisters, for us there's only one way. There's only one way. The way of the Spirit, and not just the Spirit of life, but the Spirit of power. Hallelujah. Spirit of power. Especially for the building out of the church. If we look to Christianity in any group, if we were there, the enemy wouldn't resist us. If we preach the gospel, many people come. At the end, we are a dead group, and he doesn't care. The enemy doesn't care about this. But if we, as for the purpose of God, we want to build up the church, and then we want to go and preach the gospel, then the hell will stand up and fight. In Heilbronn, when the Lord started to gain some good young people there, all of a sudden, my goodness, such an opposition rose up at a university. All of a sudden, opposition came up. Because the enemy knows we gain the people, not just to gain any group, but the living house of God, the kingdom of God. And this means his end. this means his end. And therefore, if it's, there will be a fight. There will be a fight. But for us, this fight is a one battle we won, because our Lord achieved the victory. He gained a victory. Praise the Lord. So by his ascension, the Lord poured out the spirit of power, not just a few drops, but poured out like a whole flow, a river, like a mighty wind. The spirit came, and when this spirit came, can you imagine the disciples that just 50 days ago were also timid, that they were hiding behind a locked door, and the Lord did not even knock. He just walked through the closed door, through the locked door. If the Lord had knocked, they wouldn't have dared to answer, who is there? Maybe this is a Sabbath policy. Maybe the Sabbath police comes, or the high priest comes and wants to take them to prison. So the Lord did not knock, because he knew they are all afraid. So they will definitely not open the door, and they will not even dare to say who's there. So the Lord just went into their midst. Isn't that wonderful? But on the day of Pentecost, after the Spirit was there, they were full of the Spirit. The disciples were totally different people. They were bold, free, living, courageous. Praise the Lord. And their Spirit laid words into their mouth. Peter spoke with boldness, with liberty, with assurance before thousands of people. If you speak before one, you shake already. Do you know Jesus? You even cannot express it out of your mouth. Even the name Jesus, you already, your lips are starting to shake. On the day of Pentecost, there were thousands of people in Jerusalem. Peter stood up, although before, 50 days before, 52 days before, what happened? He denied the Lord 3 times out of fear and being afraid. On the day of Pentecost, praise the Lord, what a change. This we need. We need the spirit of power. As our sister shared this morning, God did not give us the spirit of timidity. For God's work today, we all have to make this experience. We need a spirit of power. We need to be clothed, filled, full of the Spirit, in a way that the Spirit is clothing us. If I say you are fully dressed, we are full of the Spirit. We are equipped with His power, with His authority and might. This is what we need. And when the enemy sees it, they will all flee. They all have to flee. And then with boldness we will testify. And this aspect today, at the end of this age, we need to experience this more. We don't need to be afraid. Praise the Lord. Because the Spirit is poured out. And then we need to exercise our spirit of faith and say, Lord, you poured out a spirit of power, and why not, if it's necessary, do it once again? But I want to say one thing to you. The spirit of power is only given for the work of God. Right. As he said this morning, like when you have a car and you don't drive the car, but it's just a piece in your museum and you have put it in your garage or in a show window, then you don't need gas. You don't need to fill it with gas. You don't need to go to the gas station at all. You don't need any gasoline. In German, the word is power liquid. You don't need any power liquid if you don't drive. But right after the conference, after how many kilometers did we drive? About 2,000 kilometers we were driving with wheels. After the conference, we were driving so much. We need a lot of gasoline, a lot of power liquid. So the spirit of power is not given for what? If none of us is consecrating himself for the work of the Lord in Europe, be it in Zurich, be it in Stuttgart, be it in the Ukraine, on Karlsruhe, if we all just once a month maybe have a gospel meeting, then you don't need power. You don't need power. But if you all have such a burden for the Lord, let's go, brother. Amen. At the university, you did something after the conference. What was your experience? The Lord was with them. They were bold. Praise the Lord. Many came. This is right. Then the Lord will give you the power. No, you don't need to ask for power. The Lord says, wait in Jerusalem. Then when the time was there, power came like a thunder storm.
Hallelujah.
Voices. Tongues of fire. And the brothers spoke with boldness the word at a university. And many people came. And then there were some, they were opposing, they wanted to make a revolt, and by all their causing confusion, it served to the best. Then everybody saw, this is nothing. This makes the gospel of the Lord even clearer and more wonderful. Are we afraid of opposition? It's strange and very amazing. If there is no opposition, it's normal. If there is opposition, then this makes the work of the Lord much more interesting. Praise the Lord. It ignites a stronger fire in you. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a case? If we as young people today don't give ourselves and we do nothing, and we say, oh, tomorrow, mañana, and tomorrow doesn't ever comes. If we say tomorrow will never come, because there will always be tomorrow. So which tomorrow do you talk about? If you talk about tomorrow, which tomorrow do you talk about? Tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, or which day after tomorrow do you mean? So if we don't give ourselves for the Lord's work, we don't need Pentecost. We don't need a power. We don't need a spirit of power. You don't need it. We don't need to be close with power. What for? We don't need any power. We only need life. That's it. Every day you need life. Eating, drinking, breathing, it's all what you need. So the Lord will give you living water. He will give you the holy breath. You eat the word. You have fellowship. It's good. And then we go to sleep. Nobody works for the Lord. Nobody wants to give himself for the Lord, for his work, for the building, to gain more people, to shepherd. The Lord said, go to the extremes of the world. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, all the way to South America, South Africa, all the way to Southeast Asia. Why not? Why not? I hope the Lord could gain the whole of Europe. At the day of Pentecost, Peter could gain 3,000. And another day, chapter 4, how many more? How many thousands? It depends on which version of the Bible you read. If you read one version, it says till 5,000. As the brother said, and 2,000. Other versions say 5,000 only men. So the women, they did not even count. Do you think there were only men? In our experience, there are even more sisters than brothers. And in chapter 20 and 21, James said, there are tens of thousands. There are tens of thousands of saints in Jerusalem. Tens of thousands. I wish to see that the Lord will gain the best of all the young people in Europe for his kingdom, for his plan. Why not? It's too bad I'm no more your age. Praise the Lord. It's not good that when I'm more burning than you all. It's not good. You have to be more burning than I am, and not the other way around. The Lord has a great work to do, and he wants to come back. He wants to bring his kingdom on this earth. He wanted all his enemies will be destroyed, made to be made his footstool. The Lord has to do much, but if we do not cooperate, then we don't need this full of the Spirit, as in the book of Acts. At least 6, 7, 8 times it's written. They were full of the Spirit. Saul, full of the Spirit. Peter, full of the Spirit. And the saints, when they prayed, they were full of the Spirit. My goodness, this full of the Spirit has not to do with life, but with power to do the work of God at this time, the book of Acts. This we need to experience from now on in Europe. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is necessary. And I'm convinced the Lord will let us experience this, be it in Freiburg, Basel, Karlsruhe, Pforzheim, Hamburg, Berlin. Amen. Praise the Lord for Berlin. Oh Lord, you need to turn Berlin upside down like Paul at that time. Why not? It's written. Poland. The Ukraine. Amen. It's wonderful. The Lord has to do more in the Ukraine. There's much to do in Lausanne. Neuchâtel. Why not? There's so much to do, brothers and sisters. I wish the Lord could not just have 12 apostles, but 1,200 apostles. 12,000 apostles. Everybody of you becomes an apostle. The Lord can send you everywhere. So the next 5 years, Europe belongs to you. Why not? You need a vision. The Lord wants to do this, but we don't do it through methods. We don't do it through any strange way. No pressure, no human work, not by our own power, abilities, we don't have it, and it's not necessary. Did we not read Psalm 147? Psalm 147 tells us, the Lord has no pleasure in the strength of the horse, in horsepower, and has no pleasure in the legs of man. Have you already forgotten these verses? 15. I told the Lord, if you don't like this, and this you don't like, you don't like strength of horse, okay, excluded. Oh, strength of man, excluded. Not by might, nor by power, all excluded. And without me, you can do nothing, you are just branches in the vine, so also excluded to do it alone. Then what do we have left? Which way is left? Everything is excluded for us in the church, right? This doesn't work. This we don't do. We don't use might, power, not skills, not by our own doing and works. So what can we do in the church?
What are we going to do in the church life?
This doesn't work. That doesn't work. You need the Spirit. Link the Spirit. We need to know Him. Through the Spirit of power. Through the Spirit of power that the Father promised, that He poured out at the day of Pentecost. Unfortunately, the Pentecost people, they have this wonderful promise of the Father and the Spirit of power. They have twisted it and made it to speaking of tongues and false healing, rolling and falling and all kind of strange things. Forget all of this. Forget it. They think when they are filled with the Holy Spirit, they start to shake like this. Do you know the Quakers? Because they quake. Like an earthquake. Peter was not like this. before the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Peter was like this, shaking. And it was the other way around. After the Spirit was on him, he was full of the Spirit. Then he doesn't tremble anymore at all. Everything's perverted there. Forget is all. We want to have his authority. We want to be clothed with power from above. Full of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. That we as young people today, his people, can do God's work today. And with this Spirit, you don't need to be afraid to say. You don't need to think you are too young. You are at the right age. You have the exact right age. Praise the Lord. Fully for the Lord. So from now on, brothers and sisters, we do not just want to have the spirit of life. What we really treasure, what is really necessary and important, but we want on the other side, there are always two sides. We want to have life on one side, what we definitely already have, amen. But now we want the spirit of power, being clothed with power from above. That God's work through us today can be done in boldness and strength. Like back then, the book of Acts, and that's why it's very wonderful and good that the brothers for this conference, for this young people's conference, chose the book of Acts. This is definitely not their idea. This is the burden of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord for this. So I hope the Lord encourages you tonight and strengthens your faith. That from now on, we can experience this wonderful aspect. It's useless to have this kind of teaching. We need experience of it. Praise the Lord. Amen.